This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I read an interesting article by the author and journalist Shelley Garr about friendship. Quite amusing, thought-provoking. The value of true friendship. Shelley says, on the battlefield of life, good friends can make our lives so much better. That was a sentence that caught my attention, made me think, yeah, friendship is such a valuable thing to have in the battlefield of life, especially when life is going against us. And Shelley said, what gives life its sparkle is making more room for the friends I love. Now, a long time ago, Thomas Aquinas said, there is nothing on earth to be prized other than true friendship. Everyone needs special people to laugh, to share secrets with, to have a celebration of life with. But friendships are not just about enjoying the good times. Of course, maintaining true friendship is important for physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. We all need a good friend who will journey through the ups and downs of life with us. It's easy to be friends when life is easy. But a real friend never allows someone they care about go through the difficulties alone. So whatever hardships the world has in store, true friends stick together and they get through together. I wonder if you've had an experience like that. Now, many of us have friends, yeah, but do we have close friends? I think there's a difference here. Great friendships must share deeply. For some, this sharing is emotional. For others, it's primarily a mental thing. Or friendship listens, it speaks, understands. There's a bond there. And when you look for a friend, you look for a bond, something that's in common with you. Not always easy to find, I might add. Friendship means a close or deep, loving and trusting relationship between two people. But just because you spend a lot of time with someone doesn't mean that that person's a best friend. For example, you can work with somebody side by side for 30 years, but that person still may not be your best friend. A good friend has lots of qualities. You can be close to them. You can be honest with them. Someone who will share the ups and downs you have. Someone that you'll talk to and who'll listen to you. You don't share the intimate things in life with everybody, but if you've got a special friend, you might be prepared to do that. But good friendship is always a two-way street. It involves talking and listening, giving and receiving. A good friend brings you joy to life. Sometimes you go through some really tough times, and as Shelley Garr says, through the battlefield of life. You know, the Bible's got a lot to say about friendship. Abraham was called a friend of God, and he's the only person in the whole of the New Testament who's given that honour, a friend of God. You are descendants of Abraham, my friend. To be called a friend of God in the Bible is an incredibly high honour. Jesus was with his closest group of friends, the 12 disciples. It was really their last meal together, their last supper. And Jesus knew that he was going to die the next day, and his disciples sensed that as well. And during the past 3 years, he and his disciples had become very good friends. They were literally walking together everywhere, talking, fishing, sailing, hanging out together. And Jesus was not only their Lord and Master, but Jesus had become their good friend, someone that they could trust and count on, and someone who wouldn't put them down. But during that last meal that he had with his friends, Jesus said, no greater love has a person than this, than they are willing to lay down their life for their friends. Now, you are my friends if you do what I command you, to love one another. You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and I chose you to be my disciples and friends. I don't call you servants, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing, but I call you friends because you know what your master is doing. You know the inside of the master's head and heart. You are my friends. What a beautiful description. Maybe if you went to church, you might recall the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So Jesus really is our greatest friend. As I said, a good friend not only listens, but also talks back. A person who understands, and they share what you think and feel. They have a good perspective, and that person's honestly going to share their thoughts and feelings with you, even if you don't agree. But God has a way of speaking. Jesus Christ is our good friend, and the only thing about a good friend is that they know you really well, and yet they still like you or they love you. Isn't that tremendous? Thank you, dear Lord, that you've given us friendships to value in life. And I pray that we will be really good friends today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.